Senate Ag Committee Chairman Blanche Lincoln and fellow Democrats Mary Landrieu of Louisiana and Kay Hagan of North Carolina have introduced legislation to fund the $1.15 billion discrimination settlement that black farmers reached with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack before the 111th session of Congress ends. Lincoln told AgriPulse she believes it is essential that Washington close this chapter of discrimination within USDA once and for all.
This is a settlement that's been determined. And these are farmers that have been wronged. We've got an Office of Civil Rights over at USDA. We need to make this stuff happen.
The Arkansas Democrat said the trio will try to attach the bill to any moving legislative vehicle in the Senate, and that if no bill is moving, Majority Leader Harry Reid will need to call up this standalone bill and debate it on its merits.
We've asked him several times to bring it up, we'll continue to do that. Our hope is that we can get it done as quickly as possible. If it requires some of those processes, absolutely.
The senators said their bill will also extend the statute of limitations on certain outstanding discrimination complaints at USDA. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.